But first, joining us here in studio is the oldest baseball player we know. He claims to have played with Babe Ruth. And for many, many years in the major leagues, it's Dirty Doug Out.
Hey,
come on in.
Doug,
have a seat right there.
Hey, Craig, how are you?
Good. Yeah, just get the mic real close to your...
Yeah.
How are you, Dirty Doug Out?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's tough for an older guy like me to get around these days. It's tough.
Yeah.
Real tough.
Well, we wanted to have you on to talk about Pudge Rodriguez and his place in history and maybe how he compares to some of the guys that you played with.
Well, you know, I don't know a lot of you if P1s know this or not, but I played in Pudge's first game. His first game.
You played with Pudge Rodriguez and Babe Ruth?
Yeah. I was actually, I caught the first 30 innings of Pudge's first game, and then I was up to bat, and I swung the bat too hard, and I broke both my legs.
By swinging the bat too hard?
So I could only catch a couple more innings after that before my arms gave out. I was compensating with my arms since my legs were gone.
Oh, right.
So Pudge came in and caught the last few innings, and I knew it then. That this Mexican had talent.
Well, he is not from Mexico.
And his butt looked good in those pants. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Jeez. So you knew he was going to be good, huh?
And Pudge had that great nickname, Pudge.
Yeah.
But it weren't near as good as the nicknames back in my day, I tell you.
Yeah.
We had Jolt and Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The Splendid Splinter.
Yeah.
Blackie Robinson.
Jackie
Robinson.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that wasn't his nickname.
That wasn't a nickname.
Jackie was his name.
There were other ones, too. Fruit Basket Wilson.
I don't remember him.
Pancake Eating Sam. No Legs Wilson.
Who was that?
No Nickname McGillicuddy.
I don't remember him.
And Chimney Hand Skills.
What?
Skittles?
Chimney Hand Skittles.
Chimney Hand Skittles?
Chimney Hand Skittles.
Who did he
Skittles
play for?
Braves.
The Braves? I'm going to look him up.
I think.
BaseballReference.com.
Anyway, what's interesting is my last game in the majors, Pudge was catching for me. I was on the mound, you see.
You switched to being a pitcher.
Okay.
Yeah. And I threw my sixth no-hitter.
You threw six.
I threw my sixth no-hitter, that's right.
At the major league level.
Major league level, that's right.
Recall seeing you in the history books.
I did, and then I retired. I decided to retire on top.
Yeah.
And then go on to life in law enforcement where I was able to take a bite out of crime.
Okay.
The players these days are soft.
Mm-hmm.
They actually fly to away games.
What did you guys do?
We walked. We walked. And when we couldn't walk, we scooted on our butts like wormy dogs. Players these days, they get paid millions of dollars. We got paid in dirt and pine nuts.
Why would you even play?
My World Series bonus one year was a balloon animal made by a retarded prison clown.
Oh my gosh. Dirty Dugout.
Prison clown.
Now these players expect everything first rate, I tell ya.
Right.
Gotta knock him into tomorrow, Rock. Sorry. I wanted to introduce you guys to my sister. She's traveling with me today. She's involved in sports, too.
If this is it, I think it is.
Hi, George.
Goodbye.
You remember
Goodbye.
Me? It's Marge, your swim coach.
Out.
What a pleasure.
All right, we'll see y'all. That's the sign that it's over. There's Dirty Dugout and a sister.